Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. Find Your Wusa by Fiona Hardy. This episode is brought to you by LifeGain, all-in-one advanced nutritional supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. Wusa, it's all about your breath. Fiona Hardy explains how to use your breath to help regulate your emotions. Breathwork refers to a range of practices that involve consciously controlling the breath to influence mental, emotional, and physical states. From ancient yogic traditions to contemporary therapeutic methods, breathwork can take many forms, such as diaphragmatic breathing, paced respiration, alternate nostril breathing, and guided visualization with breath awareness. Learn to self-regulate. The unpredictable and turbulent emotional landscape of living with cancer brings a barrage of anxiety, fear of recurrence, uncertainty and grief, and immense overwhelmness. Breathwork is an invaluable and readily accessible tool that you and your caregivers can turn to. As a complement to professional psychological care and support groups, it's a reliable first responder. The beauty of breathwork is that its benefits are felt within minutes, and when techniques are practiced regularly, the body learns to self-regulate and the benefits become long-term. The benefits include immediate stress reduction, increased self-regulation, a sense of agency over your well-being, and the cultivation of inner calm. Why practice breathwork? The breath acts as a bridge between your body and your mind. When you breathe deeply and slowly, the parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and digest system, is activated, promoting relaxation, lowering your blood pressure, and reducing the heart rate. Conversely, rapid, shallow breathing can trigger the sympathetic nervous system, your body's fight or flight response, heightening anxiety and stress. Mouth breathing is common in anxious and stressful situations, and this keeps the body in a state of stress. Intentional breathing regulates the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal or HPA axis, which governs the body's stress response. By practicing slow breathing, you can reduce levels of cortisol and adrenaline, the hormones that mediate stress. Simultaneously, conscious breathing techniques can increase heart rate variability, which is associated with better emotional resilience and adaptability. Neuroscience confirms that slow, deep breathing can influence the brain's emotional centers, particularly the amygdala, supporting better emotional regulation. Breathwork has been shown to improve mood, reduce anxiety, and even benefit immune function, making it highly relevant for those coping with cancer. Breathing techniques for calm. It's vital to be aware of your breathing, as this is the first step to harnessing the power of the calming techniques. Here are some easy-to-implement practices that can be practiced sitting in the waiting room, lying in bed, or even while out and about. Check in with your breath. Is it shallow, fast, and ending in the top of the chest? Or is it long, slow, deep, and filling the lungs? Place one hand on your chest and the other on your tummy. As you inhale slowly through the nose, feel the ribs gently expand and the tummy gently rise. Don't force the tummy out. As you exhale, feel your breath release, either through the nose or mouth. It's essential to inhale through the nose. This encourages slower, deeper breathing. The exhale ideally is through the nose too. However, where anxiety is high, exhaling through the mouth is more relaxing and easier. For anxiety and fear, inhale for a count of 4 or 5 and exhale for double that, 8 or 10. The number doesn't matter, maybe even a count of 2. The important part is that the exhale is double the count of the inhale. Incidentally, longer exhales are good for emphysema patients. Where possible, breathe as deeply into the lungs as possible, as this is where oxygen exchange takes place. Placing your hands under your rib cage and feeling the ribs expand sideways is an easy way to feel that you're breathing fully with your diaphragm. This is also lovely to do while lying in bed, as it's relaxing and is a good way to breathe deeply without tensing the neck and shoulders. Breathing techniques. Once you've connected with your breath, try these. coherent breathing. Through the nose, inhale for 4, and then exhale for 4, also through the nose. Aim for 3 to 5 minutes. Feel the difference. Square breathing, also through the nose. Inhale for 4. Pause or gently hold the breath for 4. Exhale for 4, and gently hold the breath for 4. And then repeat. It's very calming and slows down a racing, overthinking mind. A physiological sigh. Take 2 deep inhales through the nose, one after the other, and then release with a loud, long exhale through the mouth. The longer that exhale, the more the relaxation. Ratio breath. Inhale for 4, hold for 2, exhale for 6. And play with the counts. There's no set rule. This is lovely to help you drift off to sleep if you wake up in the middle of the night. Straw exhale. Inhale through the nose and exhale long and slow through the mouth as though blowing out through a straw. This brings immediate calm. Humming. Inhale through the nose and exhale in a long hum through the mouth with the lips closed. This is a powerfully calming technique. All these techniques have significant physiological benefits, which range from lowering heart rate to increasing production of nitric oxide, which is a powerful antiviral and antibacterial gas, as well as a vasodilator, allowing your blood to flow more easily. Did you know? Studies show that the energy of a room can change with even one person breathing calmly. Practical guides for beginners. Begin with just 2 to 5 minutes daily. Consistency matters more than duration. Find a comfortable position, sitting or lying down, with your shoulders relaxed and your jaw unclenched. Close your eyes or soften your gaze to minimize distractions. Place a hand on the chest and one on the tummy to encourage diaphragmatic movement. If the mind drifts, gently bring attention back to the sensations of breathing, air entering and leaving, and the rise and fall of the tummy.